Olivia Lehman, welcome.
Hi, Julia Meek. Thank you for having me.
Now, thanks to you, Fort Wayne is part of the Creative Mornings Network that began in New York City about a decade ago. And that's breakfast and a short talk one Friday morning a month. What a sweet little idea there. What drove your interest to become the host for this?
I actually lived in Indianapolis for 6 years, and that's where I found Creative Mornings Indianapolis. And when I went there for the first time, I realized how amazing that space was and how many different creatives were together. And I wanted to be a part of it. But when I moved here for a relationship and a different job, Fort Wayne, I looked around my town and I saw that there were a lot of different creatives here eager to gather. And I thought, you know what? I already have the solution in my back pocket and I want to use my own experience of living in Indianapolis, bring it here.
Good for you. And what a wonderful thing you did gift us. I am kind of curious, how do you find time in your own busy life to be able to head up something like this?
I think when you're passionate about something, time doesn't always matter. I do stay pretty busy. I'm thankful to have a job that I get to work remotely that is with Water for Good. So I'm able to kind of chop my time up into different segments where I can work on Creative Mornings and then get back to my job.
That's great. And what's the very basic framework or flow for these gatherings?
Basically, we get a global theme chosen from our headquarters every single month. So that's already laid out for us. We have themes all across the board. That lays the foundation for us to be able to pick our speaker and the actual venue, all of that. And then we gather it up and package it into one event.
And it's really keeping with creativity from start to finish that way, too. So you have something wonderful and fresh to offer those in attendance.
Yeah, absolutely. The venue always allows us to be in a new creative space, which I think is a nice added touch to the different speaker and what they're bringing to the table.
Oh, indeed. And it's not necessarily, or perhaps ever, a restaurant.
No, but we have been in a brewery before.
So. Oh, that's even better. It gets better and better. What time of the morning are these?
These start at 8:30 a.m. Doors open. And then at 9 o'clock, we start the talk.
And it goes?
It goes until 10 o'clock.
Okay, yep. Then it's perfect morning.
Exactly.
Little situation. So, Olivia, Creative Mornings has its own manifesto. Everyone is creative. Everyone is welcome. That's sweet, to the point, and positively user-friendly. As the host leader, what does that signify to you?
I think that the manifesto leads us to make the space welcome for everybody. For example, we try to have an ASL interpreter at every event. We also try to rotate the location around town so that people that maybe don't have access to transportation can walk over. But we try to keep it central downtown so that people can easily come to the events.
That really does make this seemingly accessible for all ages, shapes, sizes. And really the one connective is creativity then.
Exactly. Yeah. We've had an array of speakers so far. And I think the speakers add their own audience as well. So it brings in a new group of people that we wouldn't expect beforehand.
And another great thing, these are free of charge everywhere in the world they happen. How do you manage that?
We have a great group of volunteers that put in their time every single week to make Creative Mornings happen. Without them, we couldn't make any of it happen. But we also take Gift in Kind, and ArtLink is our sponsor, and they provide a lot of the means to make this happen.
That's a great testimonial to ArtLink's role and how they perceive themselves having a role here in the community. And that even means the coffee, the breakfast, the speakers, everything that you do is free.
Absolutely. Conjure is another great sponsor of ours as well. And they've committed to giving us the caffeine drip every Friday. Yeah.
That's not only a practical aspect, because it sounds like you couldn't do it unless it was such a free event concept from start to finish, but it starts people connecting and giving and really being a part of some bigger group than themselves just by being a part of this.
Yeah, and it gives a great space, the 30 minutes before the talk, for people to actually connect over coffee, be able to catch up since the month before. It's a really great time.
So that's the social part of things, too.
Exactly.
That's, you do think of everything. Now, you've been up and running since January. What kind of feedback are you getting and what kind of attendance by now?
Oh, man. Well, I'll say this. The first event that we had in January, I only had a team of 3 people and we all looked at each other the night before and we said, if we could just get 5 of our friends here, that would be really impressive. But we ended up selling out in the first few hours and we sold 80 tickets, sold as in registered those tickets. And since then, we've sold out every event, ranging from 80 people to 115. That was our biggest event.
That is phenomenal, as long as you don't run out of breakfast and especially coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
So this is free all the way around, but one does have to reserve one spot. It sounds like that's essential.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually gives you access to our newsletter and the Creative Mornings website, where you would be able to connect with people from other chapters.
Okay, you have done this 4 times. Are you seeing familiar faces?
I am, yeah. We see about 50% of the same attendees every month. And then we usually see 50% of new people. I think the newness every month is part of the speaker's audience, also venue and different way of connecting with the theme. I think other people are interested in specific themes.
Okay, and speaking of themes, what kind of a range, or is it just truly all over the chart?
The themes are pretty open. We have themes ranging from surreal to water to inclusivity. We kind of allow the speaker to tell their story the way that they want to. So we're merely there to set up the foundation and we give them the platform to highlight how they want to tell their own story.
I wouldn't call that merely, but I certainly get your point. And so you're asking your creatives to get creative. And then, of course, they've got a creative audience there with coffee in hand and waiting for all of this. What a wonderful concept. And what about the creatives who would love to be there, but they're not free in the morning?
If you get on to the Creative Mornings website, you can actually see all of our talks uploaded every month on the local chapter.
Oh, great. It's not as good as being there, and you have to have your own coffee, but otherwise you can be a part of this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Okay. As of last year, your Creative Mornings mothership launched the Creative Guild. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The Creative Guild is on the Creative Mornings website where you can find job opportunities, whether that's in Fort Wayne or across the world. Since this is a global community, you can actually make your own profile and look around at other jobs.
So one more way of connecting within this whole movement. This is just taking off. Am I safe in assuming this is big and it's going to get even bigger?
Honestly, we're very shocked by the feedback that we're getting from our audience and Fort Wayne and the network around us. We've been asked to be a part of different segments like this one, and we are just looking to spread the word about what we're doing and continue to grow across the city.
Good for you. I wish you all the luck in the world on that.
Thank you.
And the set of beliefs you collectively embrace is truly impressive, Olivia. Power of community, giving a damn, face-to-face connections, learning from others, hugs, and high fives. I'm quoting from your own extended manifesto, and I think that's wonderful. So bottom line and last question, what do you get from making all of this possible, and how does it change your personal perspective on this creative city we live in?
I would be lying if I said that this was all for the community and all for Fort Wayne. I got hit with this excitement and passion to bring together people around me. I love talking in front of people and I love getting across the table from interesting folks. So it was just an urge on my part to start this up and start meeting new people. I was going through a really tough time last year, and all I could do was start reaching out to people in Fort Wayne and start meeting people over coffee and then asking them, hey, will you be a part of this free event? And will you donate all of your time and resources for this? Surprisingly, I got great feedback from that. And Matt Kelly, he's part of One Lucky Guitar. He reached out to me and said, hey, you got to start this thing. And that was, I think, the key turning point for me to see that, you know what, people are really excited about this and this needs to get going. There's a quote by Elizabeth Gilbert. She is author of a few books, one called Eat, Pray, Love, which is really famous, and Big Magic is my favorite book of hers. And she calls this creative passing kind of like an assist. And so once you get this creative passing, you can ride the wave and things somehow go very smoothly. But if you miss it, it's hard and you're fighting against the grain. For me, I caught the wave during this time of heartache and frustration, and I continued to ride that wave. And thankfully, it's been working out so far, and I've been able to, just meet amazing people. And I think that is the biggest gift for me.
Olivia Lehman, a Fort Wayne native, is the local host of Creative Mornings. Olivia, thanks so much for sharing this wonderful story. High five, and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much, Julia.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.